Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my life.
Lady, what's good?
Every time I try to go, something keeps telling me back,
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. This is your host, none other than Tanisha Davis. We have a really, really dope show today. We have a special guest on the show. Many of you know him for hits like Right There and Pulling Me Back, One Call Away, and so much more. We have none other than Chingy with us on the show today. I'm super excited to have him on the show. He's produced like so many amazing hit songs, and we're really looking forward to this new music project that he has going on. So, Chingy, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I can't complain at all. I'm doing great.
Awesome. So, before I get in, and when I wanted to say how are you doing over there, but I want to say there. Am I saying it right? Is it there? There?
Yeah, there. Yeah, you said it right. Yeah, you said it right. That's how you say it. Yeah, that's the regular way everybody used to. I mean, that's how I talk, so that's how I say it. And it's how I spell it.
Okay. So before we get into the interview, how did you come about with that term? Like, where did that originate from?
That's how I talk. That's how I grew up in St. Louis. And if you're from the city, then you pretty much pronounce it like you say there or you say her. Like, you say cur. You don't say care. Or there, you know, you say her, you say there. And that's just, if you're from the city, that's how you talk. So
okay,
that's kind of how I talk. It ain't nothing that I made up. It ain't nothing that I was just like, oh, I'm going to say it this way. No, I mean, not like that. Since I've been born, that's how I've been saying it.
Okay, so there,
and, you know,
okay, all right.
And which brings up something else as far as, you know, people always think because they didn't gave a outlook on how to say words or spell words, and they think that that's it. When actually, you know, when you're dealing with school, somebody did give you an outlook. So somebody gave you textbooks. Somebody gave you creative writing books. Somebody gave you these books to learn from. So at the end of the day, you're seeing things from somebody else's perspective. Me, I'm all about self-thinking. I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, thinking for myself. And so, that's the way I say certain things, so that's the way I spell it. You know what I mean? That's how I view it. That's the reality of it for me. Like, I'm not one of them people who copy people. I try to be a trendsetter. I follow my lead. You know what I'm saying? Just because we've been gave something don't mean that that's the correct way. You know, you may have the correct answer. You know.
Okay, that's what's up. So we know you were from St. Louis. Tell me about Howard Beatty. Who were you before you became known as Chingy? Like, what was life like for you growing up?
Who was Howard Beatty? Who am I before I became Chingy? I've always been a musically inclined individual. Always been a self-thinking individual. I'm pretty laid back. I'm outgoing when I need to be. I always been about music. Music has been my life. You know, I got through. Mm-hmm. I graduated school and everything. And if I never had a backup plan, so it was nothing else I ever really wanted to be. But if I did, I probably would have been a scientist or something, because I've always been into astrology and astronomy. Wow. And things like that. I got a degree in astrology and numerology and cosmology, actually. But
okay.
I've always been into things like that. But music, you know, music is just where it was at for me. I grew up in a household with I got one of my little sisters and two of my brothers and my mother, make sure rest in peace, and my father.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we, like I said, we come from the north side of St. Louis, all the parkies of the city. I grew up in a neighborhood full of poverty, you know, gangs. I'm from a blood neighborhood.
Wow.
Drugs, guns, all that, you know. And so growing up, I had my past, but you can get caught up in that as well. You know, everybody mm-hmm. got a story. And so, you know, I thought I was a blood, you know, before. And I dealt with that whole hanging out into the streets and all of that. But, you know, you got to have goals. And one of my goals was to do music. And so I just stuck with it. But like I said, you know, you get caught up as a teenager. You come from that stuff. You're around it. You know, we born into these conditions. You know what I'm saying? I never had a silver spoon. I never had a platinum spoon in my mouth. You know what I mean? So we born into these conditions. It ain't like my mother, father, they mother, father knew something super different or came from super wealthy families. So, you know, we just had to try to make it the best way we can, the best way we could. You know what I mean? So that's a little bit of Howard Bailey, you know, where I come from.
Okay. All right. You have a new album coming out. And I hope I'm pronouncing it. It's called Frequent, right? And
Frequency.
Oh, okay.
Frequency.
I was saying it correctly. And you also have a single you're dropping soon called Sparks Fly. Tell me about this new album.
I have a new album I'm working on titled Frequency. And the title just comes from, and I'm producing this album as well, meaning I'm doing all the music. I'm creating all the music. Mm-hmm. I'm making the beats. I'm making the tracks myself, and I'm writing it. And so frequency just comes from, you know, everything in this existence, in this universe, or and whatever, everything is frequency. Everything is energy. Everything is vibration. So frequency is just like electricity. We all have electrical currents flowing through us. You know what I mean? And so by me producing this album as well, when you're making beats or when you're mixing a song, you're always dealing with frequencies. You know, you got to learn how to manipulate frequencies, notch them out, you know, boost frequencies, attenuate frequencies. And so it's the same in life. It's just like if somebody, a negative person come around you, they energy off. You know, they always got some imbalance and negative to say. Their frequency is off.
Right.
It's just, and like a positive person comes to you, like being around, you like being around balanced people because they got good energy. That's their frequency on point. And so
I apply that
along with my music, you know what I'm saying, because they go hand in hand. And so that's why I named the project Frequency. But I spell it Freqen, capital C.
Okay.
Because the capital C represents Chingy. And so the Free in the frequency means that I'm free. You know what I mean? I'm free when it comes to frequency. You know, that's all there is with me. I'm free in my own frequency. You know what I'm saying? It's a little deep.
I love it.
But it still applies to Chingy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I definitely put some thought into it, and that's a little bit on the title of the record. But Sparks Fly is like a club feel good record, you know, where I'm having fun, just you know, one of them records you have a nice time to for the clubs and everything. And I produced that track, and when you hear the beat, you know, you're gonna get that same club party type of feeling, and it's just some cool, charismatic lyrics just about having fun, you know what I'm saying? Getting your shine on. And that's kind of what Sparks Fly is about. And it's a great record.
Okay, then. So when will the album come out, or have you planned a date for it yet?
I don't have a date for the album right now because I'm still working on it, actually. I'm trying to finish it up, get some finishing touches on it. And I still got songs to do and songs to mix. So I don't have a date for the album. But when I do, I definitely will let you know.
Okay, cool. Okay, so The World was introduced to you, you know, back in probably like 2002. You came out under the label Disturbing the Peace with Ludacris. How have you evolved as an artist since then? And before you answer that, you know, today with the music industry, you know, it's so much has happened and has changed. And a lot is going on in the community. You know, our young people, we're dealing with police brutality, there's bullying, domestic violence is a lot higher now. There's a lack of respect in the music for women and our black men. So, you know, I'm sure your music has changed. So how have you evolved since when you first came out?
How have I evolved since when I first came out? And I was on Disturbing the Peace Capitol Records. But how I evolved since I first came out, well, just accumulating wisdom, accumulating knowledge of self. You know what I mean? Separating my individuality from everybody else's, thinking that I have to follow suit. You know what I mean? And like I said, accumulating wisdom and just going within myself to see what it is I really need. And so sometimes people get caught up in the music industry thinking that the materialistic, the fame, and all of that makes them. And, you know, I've been through a lot in this music industry, dealing with people with greed, dealing with snakes, dealing with fake people, dealing with money-hungry people, dealing with people trying to sabotage my career, throwing dirt on me, lying on me just to see me fail. And so I gained a lot of wisdom out of that in knowing myself. You know, I know that those people that did that, I don't blame them. I blame the propaganda that they received to make them think that that's all right, you know what I'm saying, to try to down another. But to come up, some of them people, they probably are materialistic people. They probably are the type of people that want fame. And I was an individual who loved music, who just wanted to be creative and do music. The fame and stuff came with it. But you know, I'm involved with the fame, but I'm not of it. I don't let the fame take me over. You know, I appreciate people that appreciate me, and that's as far as I go with the thing. I'm not one of them people who finna sit here and because I'm chingy and I'm a celebrity or popular, I'm not finna go off thinking I can treat people any type of way. I'm not finna go thinking I'm better than everybody. Nobody's better than anybody. The president is not better than me or you. The mayor, Oprah Winfrey, anybody. Nobody's better than anybody. We all can go for the same opportunities. We all are beings, and we all got, you know what I'm saying? We all here. We all on this earth. And so, you know, there's nobody really higher than anybody. It's just we got to learn how to use the skills that we develop over time and what it is that we love to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, I'm not betting nobody. I'm put here to, just like everybody else is. I just had a goal, and that was to create music.
I love everything you just said because, you know, like I really rock with you. Like you just spoke a lot of truth, you know, and a lot of people don't have that same humble mindset, you know, that state of being able to be, that state of humility, to just be humble, you know, and not to look at yourself as better than the next person, even though you top charge. You know what I'm saying? You done a lot. You know what I'm saying? And to still be humble about it, like, that's major, because some people, they're not like that. They're, you know, they're tossing it out there in everybody's face, and I like that you are so humble about everything.
And I tell people, it's just like, you know, my career and what I do, it's just like a person that choose to be a manager at McDonald's. You know, that's what they choose to do. This is what I chose to do. Why should I think I'm better than anybody else because of my job title? This is my job. And I enjoy it and I love it, and that's the best work, when you love it. You know what I mean? If I'm doing something that I don't really love, I'm not enjoying it. And so I just chose to go for what I really love, and that was music.
Mm-hmm. You stated
it's
earlier.
It's oversaturated today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said it's so many artists today. It's getting real crowded, and so that makes it. It's gonna make it hard for a lot of people to stand out. And I think right now in the music industry, a lot of people it's going through an identity crisis because nobody's really trying to be different. Everybody sounds alike. Everybody's trying to follow.
Right.
And when I came out, you know, it was different. It was original. It was authentic. And that's what I come from, that generation where we know not to be like the next person. We got to be different to stand out. And so today I think people just like, oh, yeah, slash some auto-tune on her, sound like this, say A between every line, and it's all good. When really, you know, that's I'm not knocking nobody. That's cool if that's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
But like I always tell people, I see a lot of popular individuals, but I don't see many stars.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say stars, I'm talking about people that stand out creatively. It's a couple, but, you know, it's not a majority.
Right, because Christopher Martin recently spoke about the same thing. Like, when coming up in our age group, you know, our generation coming up, you knew who was on the radio. You were like, oh, that's so-and-so, that's this person. You could identify who was rapping, who was singing. Everybody had their own sound. You know, nobody sounded alike, and now it's kind of hard to tell who's who. You know, like I don't even know a lot of artists' names unless I look it up or so forth. But back when you came on the scene, you know, we knew, okay, that's Cheeky, that's, you know, that's Ludacris, or that's Nelly, that's
right.
You know, we knew who everybody was. You know, so a lot has changed over the years with the industry.
Yeah,
crazy.
But it's, you know, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? People gotta eat. People gotta, you know, I ain't knocking nobody hustle. I just think people need to start identifying more with who they are in the crowd, and not oh, let me be like so and so because he did it this way.
Mhm. Right. We need some more originality in the industry. We do.
Exactly.
Earlier you talked about, you know, briefly about, you know, how you've been through a lot. You know, it's been so much said, all the rumors and everything. You've had some hard times in your music career, and I do feel like what you stated, that a lot, there were some people probably trying to sabotage your career. Do you feel like, you know, maybe some folks in the industry maybe saw you as a threat? Because, I mean, you were on the radio often. Like, you were dropping hits after hits. So do you feel like maybe some people felt a little threat?
Industry parties and stuff. To be execs in there, and the execs, people would be like, man, you know, these rappers, these other rappers, they don't like you. And I'd be like, well, they don't like you, so I ain't gonna let these niggas or these dudes or whatever. But yeah, they viewed it as me being somebody that's stepping in their way. And so That's why they chose to have that hate, they blew that hate on me.
I was like a young black gentleman, seriously, I was huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People was praying for my downfall, and you know, wanted me to fail. They want to see me continue, and so out of the hatred inside in their blood, they chose to make rumors about me and lie on me, and the best way. Okay, I'm gonna put it this way. I was 23, 24. This is around the time I'm 23, 24, 25, 26. You know, these years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best, and this is what they did. The best way to get people to look down on a young man, an artist that's well groomed, you know, nice looking young man, take care of himself, got great music, doing great. The best way to attack that individual's character is to say they are gay, is to say a transvestite person.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do that, when you take a masculine male as myself, and you know who girls love, I appreciate that, but when you say those things about guy of that stature, it makes people look view you like what? Like damn, he's gay. It just totally makes them look at you different. And especially when they keep hearing it. When they keep hearing it, it really makes them feel like, oh, that's true or this is not, this gotta never be true. But when you got these social outlets and the radios spreading that lie around, and they constantly spreading it around.
Everybody bandwagon.
It'll damage your character. I lost a record deal over that.
And that's messed up.
I lost a record deal over those lies. A record deal that I worked very hard to put in place and put together. And I lost that record deal because of that rumor. But that's the thing. Those are the things people do for greed. I mean, you know, being greedy. And there was a lot of people play off that. Like Charlemagne, the guy, he got a name from trying to down me.
Wow. Okay.
That's how he got a name. He was just a jock on the Wendy Williams radio show. But after he started trying to down me, and he constantly was just trying to throw dirt on my name and everything, I don't even know
his name. Messed up.
Like, I don't have a clue who he was. And that's how he got a name, though. You know, and so just pointing out one hater that tried to sabotage my career. And I'm baffled by people who listen to these blood-blooded people. I'm baffled by the people who actually take to them and like their advice and actually get something out of what they tell them. You know what I mean? These people, like I remember when radio and these social publicity outlets, they used to want to know what you had going on. They wasn't sitting here lashing out, lying on you, and putting silly stuff up there. They wanted to know what you had going on to help you promote what it is you got going on. But now, a lot of these outlets, they don't help you promote. They down you to gain credibility for their own publication.
Yes. Yep. That's what's going on. And it's messed up.
Yeah.
It really is. I hate what happened. Everything that was put out there, like, I was like, it really sucks. And I feel like people that have the platform and the voice to help artists, actors, no matter who you are, you know, that your platform should be used for positivity. You know what I'm saying? To help, whether it's encouraging, uplifting, supporting. But I've never been a person with the negativity.
And also, around that time, you know, I was cool with a lot of celebrity people. A lot of them people turned their back. A lot of people I ain't hear from after that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fake. But that's how it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it with a grain. I took it with a grain of salt. I ain't the fake type. So when I recognize some fake of somebody, I'm done dealing with them. You know, their frequency
off.
I got to stop dealing with them. Yeah. And so a lot of people turned their back. A lot of people because before that, I watched it get tainted. It wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Before that happened, and I sat back and watched it get tainted. I seen it happening, but it was like it was happening real fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me, only thing I can do is just say, you know what? I mean, because I know the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm an authentic dude. I'm an authentic person. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to lie about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have nothing
to
lie about. And so I knew the truth, and I kept it moving. And eventually, it came out that if the person was lying, just trying to get some fame,
mm-hmm.
and, you know.
About it, it's too late.
I had people DMing me and hit me on my social networks talking about they sorry that they believe that. And, you know, I didn't need they sorry. I didn't need they sorry. They needed they sorry. That sorry. I didn't tell them to believe it. I knew what it was. You know what I mean? And so it just but I lost a record deal from that. You know, so that really did affect my career. It really did affect my career. It really did hurt my career. Like, it really did.
Yeah.
And I recognize that. I ain't gonna sit here and say, oh no, it didn't. No, it really did hurt my career. It really did, and it never been the same after that. It's never been the same after that.
Yeah, I noticed like a lot of fans that feel captured to what was being said and so forth. I feel like people should have known that wasn't true. They should have stood by you. Even the people that were close to you should have stood by you. You know,
that's too much like right. That's too much like right for them to do, because you know why? Some people wanted that to be true. It's a lot of people that wanted that to be true. And just like, I ain't gonna spend too much time on it, but like radio stations used to always interview the person who lied, but they never got in touch with me to see what I had to say.
Wow.
So I felt like they all wanted that to be true. And so, you know, but it's all good. You know,
man.
It came out to come out, and so it is what it is.
Mm.
I'm still here.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what I like to hear, that the hunger is still there, the passion is still there, you still doing your thing, and you ain't stop, you know. So I respect that, and I love that. And I just feel like, you know, so much energy is going to come through on this album that you're bringing out. I feel like it's going to deliver a lot of energy. And I hope that all of your fans, you know, they're still rocking with you. And the ones that may have fell off, I hope they get back on track with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened wasn't cool at all. You know? It wasn't cool at all.
You know?
Man. Outside of your music, like, what's next for you as an artist? Like, outside of your music career, what is next for Chinky?
Outside of my music career, me and my security gonna work on this reality show, because he's my cousin, but he's also
you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. You hear me now?
Yes, I can.
No, I said me and my security gonna work on this reality show soon, where my security is also my cousin, and he also was a private investigator and detective. And so I went on some of them private investigations with him, like one or two, where a wife, somebody's wife may call him to investigate their husband. And so I went with him before, and it's just funny. It's a funny thing. It's so funny me being around when he's doing that stuff. And so I thought that it would be a good idea for a show. And so we're gonna work on that. But
okay.
Yeah, just right now I'm focused on the music, and just trying to. I want to create a business, but I don't know what I want to do yet. I don't know what type of business I want to run yet.
Okay.
You know, like restaurant or something different. But
okay.
I'm contemplating on to see what I want to do. So I'm just trying to figure that out.
Okay. Okay. I'll be tuned in to that. With your music now, has the lyrics changed? You know, because now you're older. You know, you're still young. You know, because we young. I'm in my 30s too. But you know, has your music changed? What you're talking about now, as opposed to when you first started, has it changed? What messages are you sending now?
Has my music changed? I like to say we get wiser. I don't say older. I like to say wiser because through experience with growing, you know, we get wiser. And so my music has changed in the sense of substance and far as different topics. You know, like I got a record called A Bandit Lover that's on this project. And it's talking about a girl who lost her mother. She got her child. The child's father, you know, don't want to deal with her. Got a lot of other girls. One of her friends hung herself, dealing with drugs.
Wow.
And this song was inspired by this girl that my DJ knew in real life who hung herself. And so, this record is very interesting. And it's got a lot of substance to it and real life issues to it. And so, I would say my music has grown for as these type of topics and just wisdom and knowledge, period, because sometimes I just touch on the life experience and certain things that people don't know that I've learned coming from the astrology, astrotheology, and numerology and different things like that. And so, So I would say on the astro spiritual aspect, my music has definitely changed.
Okay. That's a little.
But I'm still having fun.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Still making upbeat music. I'm still being me. I'm not one of these people that's going too outside of the box. No, I'm still changing.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I love right there. I love that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you being on the show today. Like I appreciate you just being real, you know, yourself, humble. I really enjoyed talking with you. I feel like listeners and anybody that didn't know anything about you should, you know, now have a different perspective, you know, about you as an artist.
Also they can log on to chingy.co. And go check out the latest EP I dropped called FYR, and they can check out my merchandise. Go get the Madara T-shirt for their kids, for their woman, or for their man, whatever. Go get a Madara T-shirt from chingy.co and follow me on all my social networks at Chingy Full Deck, Full Deck, FULLDEKK, at Chingy Full Deck. So, yeah, make sure you log on to chingy.co. And follow me on my social networks at Chingy Full Deck. And that's all I love. I appreciate everybody.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Chingy, for being on the show. And enjoy your weekend. Appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. You do the same. All right. Peace and love.
All right. Love.
All right.
All right, everybody. There you heard it with Chingy himself. So we're going to rock out, leave the weekend nice. With an old school, one of my favorites by Chingy called Pulling Me Back. And we are out.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, me back. Telling me I need you in my life.
Lady, what's good?
Every time I try to call, something keeps pulling me back. Everything
gonna
be alright. Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, me back. Telling me I need you in my life.
So
it was meant to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know what this is.
So that means we gotta make it work.
It was all good at first, spending money, going shopping, eating at the finest restaurants, and if I'm club hopping, she was right there with me, bottle popping, living that life, and she doesn't understand my lifestyle, and that I ain't like
that. Ain't like
where we in the world, got your diamonds, got your pearls, but I can't help it if
Chingy
be attracting all the girls.
What?
Baby, I'm a superstar, and even though I'm on the road doing shows, I made time for me and her relationship to grow. They tell me don't trust a woman in this industry, but she not any woman, more like a sacred friend to me. Plus when I'm out of town, always think of her. Might compensate with some chicks, but no one come above her. I thought I was your man, guess you ain't understand. And now I'm sitting here looking crazy like, damn.